That was the haunting singing voice of German backpacker Inga Maria, who was brutally murdered in Northern Ireland 29 years ago. Her family in Munich have released it in the hopes that it will prick the conscience of those who carried out the murder. And joining me on the line is the lady who released that recording on behalf of the family. It's Keeling Moss, author of the online blog The Keeling Chronicles, who campaigns on behalf of seeking truth and justice for Inga Maria Hauser. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Keely, when it comes to this story, it's one that we have heard many times before, and it seems that as the years go by, the chances of any kind of revelations or prosecutions seem to fade.
I wouldn't feel that that is in part of the case. What that may appear to be, you know, justice may appear to be more difficult to secure, given the passage of time. But I think in certain criminal cases, the passage of time can actually assist a crime and make it hopefully more likely that a resolution can be brought about.
Keely, give us, just for people that maybe aren't aware of the story, of the case, give us a bit of background in terms of what did happen when she arrived here.
Well, essentially, Inga Maria had been on a sightseeing tour of the UK. She had originally planned to meet a friend of hers in Wales, and the friend had to change her travel plans, by which stage Inga had already bought her Interrail tickets, so she decided to go ahead with her own stay and trip to the UK. And she spent a week travelling through from London, Bath, Oxford, Cambridge, various other places of note, travelled up into Scotland, and had intended to catch the ferry in Stranraer over to Larne, and then had intended to stay in Belfast, it's believed, on the night she arrived. Due to her having actually the night that Inga Maria arrived in Northern Ireland, she was, instead of being driven towards Belfast, which it's believed was her intention, she was driven in the opposite direction towards Ballypatrick Forest, just outside Ballycastle, and then her brutal murder occurred.
She was just 18 years old when her body was found in the remote the park, Ballypatrick Park Forest, just on the outskirts of Ballycastle. It's a horrendously tragic story, and this goes back to 1988. I would assume, as we mentioned earlier, the family are hoping that even just the sound of her voice, it makes it more real. It's not just a name, a number, a fact that we're talking about. This was a real person.
Absolutely.
Who had family and friends who still want justice for her.
Absolutely. I think their desire, and as it is my desire, to secure justice for Inga Maria is as strong now as at any stage in the intervening period. And I think it is so important that with the release of the audio recording, it is, I think, provided a different dimension to perhaps the perception people have of Inga Maria. You know, this was a bright, artistic student who was in the prime of her life. She had obviously, she was still in school. She was in the second last year of her schooling in Munich. And it was actually the very first time she'd actually been away abroad on her own when this happened to her. And I know from having spoken with family and friends of Inga Maria, just what a lovely, thoughtful, caring person she was. And they are desperate for justice to finally be done and to be seen to be done.
Keely Moss, thank you very much. We did contact the PSNI this morning, and the Detective Chief Superintendent Raymond Murray said that the police investigation into the murder does remain active, and they do appeal, of course, for anyone that has any information or knows anything about what happened or saw her on those final few hours to call them, contact them on the 101 non-emergency number.